Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. South Korea was set to become the first country to launch commercial 5G mobile service Friday, but Verizon flipped the switch early on its service in Chicago and Minnesota. The Motorola Z3 is the only phone currently available in the U.S. that can take advantage of the service, and customers will pay an extra $10 a month to access it. Multiple carriers will launch in South Korea Friday. SK Telecom expects 1 million 5G customers by the end of the year, and KT Corp is offering its 5G plans with unlimited data at a lower price than its LTE plans. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G can be used on the services there, and LG will release its 5G-capable phone in Korea later this month. WhatsApp has introduced new settings that give users control over who can add them to group chats without approval. The settings are Nobody, which requires you to accept an invitation to be added to a group chat. My Contacts will let people in your contacts list add you to a group chat without an invitation. And Anyone, which is sort of the current default setting, lets anyone add you to any group without needing your approval first. The new settings start rolling out today and should be worldwide in a few weeks. Adobe announced it is bringing Content Aware Fill to After Effects. Content Aware Fill in Photoshop fills in deleted objects in a photo with appropriate pixels based on what's around it. In After Effects, it will do the same, but with video, powered by Adobe Sensei, Adobe's AI platform. To fine-tune the results, you can also create a reference frame in Photoshop. The ability for Google Assistant to use Google Duplex to call restaurants and make reservations for you is rolling out to non-Pixel Android phones and iOS phones. Google Duplex uses some text-to-speech and AI to call restaurants for you over the phone. It's been available for Pixel phone users in 43 U.S. states. Android users will need Android 5.0 or higher, and iOS users will need to have Google Assistant installed. The U.S. Department of Justice has warned the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences that changing its rules to limit the eligibility of Netflix for Oscar awards could diminish sales for the excluded films and potentially violate Section 1 of the Sherman Act that prohibits anti-competitive agreements among competitors. Steven Spielberg has been advocating to eliminate movies that premiere on streaming too close to their theatrical premieres. Currently, a movie just has to have a theatrical run to qualify. Scribd has launched a platform called Scribd Originals, with stories available exclusively to Scribd subscribers as ebooks and audiobooks. The first offering is Mueller's War by Garrett Graff, about Robert Mueller's time as a Marine in the Vietnam War. Scribd says the originals will be longer than magazine length, but shorter than normal book length. Scribd already offers unlimited reading from its non-exclusive library for $8.99 a month, which includes ebooks, audiobooks, graphic novels, and the New York Times. Sources tell Reuters that Japan Display will supply OLED screens to Apple for its smartwatches later this year. Japan Display has been late to the OLED market and losing money as LCD screen orders decline. Japan Display gets more than half its revenue from Apple. Samsung, LG, and several Chinese makers dominate the OLED display market right now, and Samsung is the exclusive supplier of OLED screens for phones to Apple, while LG supplies OLED screens for Apple's watches. Toyota announced Wednesday it will offer free access to nearly 24,000 hybrid vehicle patents until 2030 in order to expand low-emission cars. The patents do not include lithium-ion battery technology. However, Toyota says it will also supply components, including motors, power converters, and batteries, to its competitors. Toyota opened up patents related to its hydrogen fuel cell vehicles in 2015. They will remain open through 2020. Finally, T-Mobile announced it has reached an agreement to include Viacom channels in its forthcoming streaming TV service. That would include MTV, Nickelodeon, BET, Comedy Central, and more. Viacom has been pulling its channel from some services like PlayStation View and recently reached an agreement to keep its channels on AT&T's DirecTV and DirecTV Now services. T-Mobile bought Layer 3 last year in order to power a streaming TV service that it says it plans to launch by the end of this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.